The community gardens in the Mountain View neighborhood in Anchorage are finally bearing fruit and vegetables. The Anchorage Community Land Trust negotiated with the municipality to take over the project in 2012 with help from state and grant funding. The organization will host the garden's opening celebration this Friday. APRN's Sarah Bernard reports.
It's hot. Flowers are blooming, vegetables are growing, and tomatoes are actually ripening on the vine in Alaska.
I've been here 54 years, and in that time, I don't remember a summer like this.
Mountain View resident and gardener Kelly McDonald says he's part of the Mountain View Lions Club.
We sponsor lunchbox for kids, and that's what I'm doing with these veggies. They're going to that.
The unusually warm summer makes for an opportune time to finally get a community garden project going. The gardens at Berga were originally part of a highway overpass and neighborhood redevelopment project, built by the state and managed by the municipality of Anchorage. But McDonald says the gardens have been lying fallow for years.
You had these concrete lines in here and that was it. It just sat here bare for about 4 years.
So the Anchorage Community Land Trust decided to take over. The nonprofit works in the Mountain View neighborhood. Executive Director Jewel Jones says the idea for the gardens came from the Mountain View Community Council, but budgets and administrative issues almost derailed the whole thing.
And there was a point there not too long ago that they were thinking of just ripping up the gardens and getting rid of them. So we decided that this might be an opportunity for us as a community engagement organization to step in. We had heard a lot from not only the Mountain View community, but we also received endorsements from Northeast, Russian Jack, you know, to let's figure out if we can make this happen.
AmeriCorps Vista volunteer Radhika Krishna will be heading the project until February. She says she began by holding seed starting workshops and community meetings this spring, and now the 44 plots are all full.
The number of people who come here and work, I would say somewhere in the 50 to 60 person range.
One of the people who showed up early and often was local resident Linda Mathis.
I kept checking online about the garden plots. I said, it's not open yet. But yeah, so that's what I was eager because I wanted to be one of the ones.
Now she's growing a variety of vegetables.
I have collards, cabbage, onion, lettuce, spinach, potatoes, and beets. My daughter keep asking me about the beets and the potatoes because she did help me plant them. And she said, well, when are they ready? When are they ready? I said, honey, we have lots more time to go. So it's going to be exciting to see the harvest come through.
Ann Mathis says to be part of the gardens is also an opportunity to be part of the neighborhood.
Since I've been out here gardening, actually, I've met several people that comes from the apartments next door and asking questions, what are you doing and what are you growing? So it's a great experience to step out of your boundaries a little bit and begin to know your neighbors a little bit more.
The Anchorage Community Land Trust says it will help provide activities for students and other programming at the gardens. And residents hope it will mark the beginning of many years of homegrown produce. In Anchorage, I'm Sarah Bernard.